Very good then.
Dear Abby, what did they write today? Dear Abby, and what did you have to say? You're here again to be our friend. The kooks are out, the world may end. Dear Abby, can you please save the day?
That's Michael Lunan and the Bin House Boys, live from Mental Health 7 over at Regents Hospital, house band here at the broadcast. Thank you, Mike. All right, what do we have for our feature tonight? Our letter from Dear Abby, where is it? Here it is, found it. Dear Abby, I'm a 27-year-old female who graduated with a Master of Science degree from an accredited university in New York. I'm career-oriented and have set high goals for myself. Sound good? Well, keep reading. After 7 years of an off-again, on-again, love-hate relationship, I married a lousy lion skunk. And they ask why I never miss a Dear Abby column. For little lines like this, that's all I'm looking for in life. The number of letters you can find on a page with the Dear Abby feature where everything's going along swimmingly, and then all of a sudden there's that one line, you know, I married the love of my life, Abby. I was happy as could be. We were like songbirds together. And then he up and knifed me. It's always just one line in there that just spins the whole thing 180 degrees. 27-year-old female, graduated with a Master of Science degree from an accredited university in New York. I'm career-oriented. I've set high goals for myself. Sound good? Well, keep reading, Abby. After 7 years of an off-again, on-again, love-hate relationship, I married a lousy lion skunk!
Whoops-a-daisy, 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 whoops-a-daisy.
What a gaffe.
Whoops-a-daisy, whoops-a-daisy.
A big blunder.
Whoops-a-daisy, whoops-a-daisy.
A major flub.
Whoops-a-daisy, whoops-a-daisy.
Stupidity.
Whoops-a-daisy, whoops-a-daisy, whoops-a-daisy.
The problem is, Abby, he has too many platonic female friends who have never heard of me. During our courtship, I suspected Al was fooling around behind my back. I kept hearing answering machine messages from women who sounded entirely too cozy. Al insisted they were only friends. The man has an excuse for everything. Last night was the final straw. I found condoms in his wallet. Abby, we don't use condoms. His explanation was that he planted them as a test to find out whether I was going through his pockets. Al! Al, when was the last time that excuse worked? When was the last time the old I was just testing you routine actually worked? 1820, I believe. I was just testing you, he says. Just testing you. He thought that one would fly. I brought that babe from the secretary pool into the sack just to see if you were spying on me, honey. And you apparently were, because you say you saw us in the throes of passion. Well, aha! I caught you spying! Just what I wanted to do when I coaxed the young temptress out of her clothing. Got you, honey. The old test to see if your wife is spying trick works again. Al, that doesn't work anymore. That's not going to work, especially with your 27-year-old graduate school master's degree in science wife. You know how dumb the woman would have to be to buy your line? She'd have to be more like a 7-year-old with zero schooling and a degree in brain death. What were you thinking, Al? Huh? My God. Please send a message to all women who read this, Abby. The message should be as follows. Get out of the relationship the minute you discover the man is lying or cheating. You can't change the spots on a leopard or the stripes on a skunk. Meanwhile, what should I do now that I married the scoundrel? And I'm not kidding you, folks. It's signed Godzilla. Godzilla. And in parentheses, his name for me. That's your little romantic name for your wife, Al? Godzilla? That's not a pretty name. That doesn't conjure up images of romance. That's an image of horror, Al. You're supposed to use names like Boopsy, Sweetie Petey, Muffin, Punkin, Snookums, Bunny, that sort of thing. Not Godzilla, Al. That's not a term of endearment. You might just as well call her Elephant Man. Anyway, this woman is not sure what to do and writes Abby. And Abby, and I'm not kidding, folks, this is her straight answer. Abby answers Miss Graduate School Godzilla by saying, and I swear you can pick up the paper and read it yourself, seek counseling. The two of you should go to a marriage counselor. Hey, Abby, what did they pay you to deliver that colossal piece of wisdom? This unusually keen bit of insightful brilliance. You must have a master's degree yourself, Abby, to deliver such Solomon-like advice, sound judgment, the enlightened thinking of a sage, I tell you. I do have the feeling that our Miss Godzilla knew there was this option. Everyone who writes Abby about marital problems knows there is at least that option, the counseling option. Abby, you're supposed to give them a little bit more, you know, to kind of earn your pay as an advice columnist. Something pithy would have been called for here. Personally, I think once the love of your life is being referred to as a skunk liar and his pet name for you is Godzilla, the marriage is over. The marriage is over. If there are any long-lasting marriages out there involving a skunk and a Godzilla, I'd like to know about them. You don't hear Paul Harvey talking about them, I'll tell you that. And married for 70 years today, Myrtle Shredsettler and her husband Walter, both 91 years young. Myrtle says the key to their long relationship is she allows herself to be referred to as the freak monster from the scourge-ridden lagoon, and Walt's nickname is good old scurvy, rancid, rank, full-blown scurvy. It's this view of one another that has kept our lucky pair betrothed lo these many decades. Congratulations from Paul Harvey.